This is MSO Sports. I'm Rick Moore, talking now with the sports editor over at The Item in Lynn, Joey Barrett. And, Joey, before we get started, man, how long have you been there now? Because it seems to me like it was just yesterday that you started.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me, Rick. And second of all, yeah, coming up on 3.5 years.
Already. And I know what you got the job out of the sixth grade, right, when you were in the sixth, seventh grade?
Yeah,
because you're so young, man. I don't remember going back that far. Anyway, Joey, thanks for taking the time today. I really appreciate it. As I was mentioning it on a pregame conversation here, ever since Bill retired and Lynn English and Lynn Classical moved over to the Greater Boston League, I haven't been able to spend as much time in Lynn as we used to do. And I know I start with English and Classical because those are the two schools we covered the most. And in fact, I want to start with English right now. A couple of things going on before we take a look back at winter sports. You had an article in there regarding a sneaker movement, if you will. And then I want to talk a little bit about the changes over at English. So tell me about this procurement of sneakers for kids in need.
Yeah, so the All In Track and Field nonprofit, among organizers is St. Mary's coach Tristan Smith, Lynn English coach Jackie Ramirez, Lynn Tech coach John Hogan. So they put together a nice fundraiser. I believe it was Tuesday night at Rolly's Tavern in Lynn, and they basically asked for unused or gently worn sneakers, and I believe they collected 250 pairs. Which was great, and they're very happy, and they're looking to. I think it's only the beginning for that for that organization, and I know they're going to start looking at some of those youth events at Manning Field and helping out with them too. So Tristan, Jackie, and John and company, they did a great job this week.
You have a huge coverage area, as all of our sports reporters do in the area, but yours is particularly large, and you mentioned Manning Field. Which, my goodness gracious, they hold so many events over the course of not only a school year, but a calendar year. How many schools overall, Joey, do you... No, let me rephrase that. Let's stick with winter sports to start with. How many teams do you cover, does the Item cover? And by that, I mean boys and girls teams and all the different high schools that you cover.
Yeah, so we cover 12 schools, Lynn Classical, Lynn English, Lynn Tech, Kipp Academy, St. Mary's are the five Lynn ones, and then Swampscott, Saugus, Peabody, Lynnfield, Marblehead, Bishop Fenwick, and St. John's Prep. So that's our group, and then we cover this winter was boys and girls basketball, boys and girls hockey, boys and girls track and field, boys and girls swimming and diving, and wrestling.
Okay. So when do you get to take
the list?
I'm blown away by this because the event and in winter sports season, I mean, there's something going on every single day or night.
Yeah, some early mornings, some late nights, but it's fun, and we have a good time. It's myself, Anne Marie Tobin, Mark Aboyan, us three. We have a good time, and it's hard work, but it's fun work, and hopefully the student athletes and coaches enjoy it. But we've got our all-star ceremony tonight. So this is kind of the putting a bow in the winter season. It was a lot of fun.
The Item has always supported kids over the years, Joey. In the 40 years I've been around here with Bill Newell, the Item every sports season just honors the student athletes in a way I think that some of the other communities just don't. So that's very much appreciated, I think, by the public. But again, before we go back, looking back at the season, the changes at Lynn English, tell me about what's going on there with respect to coaches. A couple of coaching changes, new AD?
So Ashley Aldred was the softball coach, did a great job, and then Dick Newton retired as athletic director, so Ashley stepped in, and she's done an awesome job. It's fun working with her. And so now the new softball coach, Shelley, is joining. I'm excited to see that. I believe she moved up from Florida. So I'm excited. the movement around Lynn English, but, same great student athletes, same great culture over there. So,
All right, let's look back on some highlights that come to mind for you. I mean, I'm sure we could talk for 24 hours about all the stuff that went on during winter, but because of the size of your coverage, what are some of the things that stand out with winter sports, either on the boys' side or the girls' side or both?
Absolutely. So St. John's Prep had another pretty dominant season, you know, swimming and diving, track and field. They did great. They made a run in boys' hockey. They were upset, you know, midway through the tournament, but they did great. And then two of our basketball teams won state championships, the Bishop Fenwick girls in Division III and the St. Mary's boys in Division II. So Adam DeBagus coaches Fenwick, the girls' team. He was a coach during the 2016 state championship run, so it was their first since then. And then Josh Kelty was in his first year with St. Mary's. He had won a Division IV title, I believe, with Georgetown the year before. But, yeah, he led St. Mary's to the boys' title in Division II. They went up from Division III the previous year, and they were a lot of fun to watch. They've got Rolke Brea Arias, Defensive Player of the Year, 1,000-point scorer. Jake Fortier is a really great sharpshooter, playmaker. And, Rowan Merriman does a little bit of everything. John Tereus can shoot. And that's off the top of my head, those are some teams that were very fun to watch. In hockey, the Lynn Jets co-op with the Lynn schools in Salem, they had a nice bounce-back year. They won 9 games. And a lot of great student-athletes, seriously. It's, like, incredible. I was blown away by the talent. So it was a fun winter.
Are there a couple of special student-athletes that you could bring to mind that maybe you were able to interview? And maybe, you know, if they're seniors especially, where they might be going? Or is that too much to ask because you do cover so much?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So right off the bat, Celia Nielsen and Caitlin Boyle on Bishop Fenwick's girls basketball team really impressed me. They were two-way players. You could kind of tell midway through the regular season that this team was going to make a run, and they did. And off the court, both incredibly nice, incredibly respectful. And I would say in girls hockey, St. Mary's is extremely young. I mean, I think in the state tournament, they had a game winner from a 7th grader and an 8th grader.
Yikes.
You don't see a lot.
Right.
And then, like you said, seniors led the way with you know, playing time and experience, maturity and all that. We've got a lot of college commitments. I know Linfield had a lot of student athletes commit to D1, D2, D3 schools.
Wow.
Lots from Marblehead, Peabody. Yeah.
You know, when we first started, Bill and I started way back in the 70s, the 80s, actually. That's the last century. And interviewing student-athletes was not all that common. We would go through the coaches, and you had to be very careful. We had to be very careful on what we would allow on the air live, because kids were sort of unpolished back then. But now, do you find, Joey, with social media, these student athletes, they're pretty articulate whenever you talk with them, either before, during, or after a game?
Very articulate, very professional. I've yet in my 3.5 years to meet a student athlete who I didn't enjoy talking with. I think they've been able, like you said, to promote themselves on social media, whether they're going to go to the next level in college or networking online. I think that's really helped. And, they're articulate. They usually kind of deflect my compliments to the team and to the coach and to the fans and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, I've noticed that, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
And what about the publics versus the privates in Lynn? Because, you mentioned Fenwick, which not Lynn, but you mentioned Fenwick and St. Mary's and St. John's Prep, and we are all aware of their exploits, both academically and athletically. And Lynn Classical and Lynn English have been up there for years in everything. But what about the other schools, like Lynn Tech and Kip and those? How are they making out, athletically and academically?
I would say very well. Lynn Tech, we had a lot of all-stars in our winter packet that came out today. Thursday, it is? Yes. Oh my God, I'm losing track of time.
Welcome to my world.
But yeah, Lynn Tech did very well in football. Boys basketball, they made a run. Girls basketball made the state tournament. Wrestling there, I believe the host school of the wrestling co-op. which is starting to improve and see participation. And yeah, academically, I think Kip and Tech, great. And Kip Academy had a very great boys basketball player, Vixie Howard, this year, who's an item all-star. He was impressive. Hit a game-winning shot at the buzzer this year, which was awesome. And I'm trying to think. Yeah, Kip had great football. They joined forces, Kip and Tech, for baseball.
Oh, okay.
I believe numbers and stuff might have been lower, but yeah, they joined together. So I'm excited to get out there and cover them at Fraser Field. But overall, Kip and Tech, I think they're doing the right thing, and
excellent.
I know the student athletes have good experience.
All righty. So what do we got coming up now from the item coverage for spring sports? What can we expect?
Yeah, so we'll be out there. It's a little cold to start, so maybe we'll you know, we got boys volleyball is indoors, so maybe that's the first one I go to.
There you go.
But no, all jokes aside, I would say you know, baseball, softball, lacrosse. We'll have some fun. And we've got some co-ops. We've got just regular teams, and a lot of teams last spring made tournament runs. I know St. John's Prep Lacrosse is a powerhouse, kind of scattered with kids from all throughout our region. St. Mary's Baseball made a nice run last year. So, you know, looking forward to seeing more runs, seeing more teams, and the individual student athletes, like we've said throughout this interview, they're incredible now. So it's a lot of fun to watch every day. But, yeah, track and field, we're ready to go.
All right, Joey, I appreciate it. Maybe you could mention the other two guys, the other two people helping you out in the sports department before I do let you go.
Yeah, absolutely. So it starts with Mark Aboyan. He started around the same time as I did at the item, so he's on three and a half years. He's a great writer. He knows his communities very well. He's passionate about what he does, and, you know, we're good friends now, and it's fun to work with him. And I would say Anne-Marie Tobin is awesome. She knows her communities like the back of a hand. She's more so in Peabody, Linfield, Bishop Fenwick, St. John's Prep, that group. And I believe everyone in Peabody and Linfield knows who she is. And
oh, yeah.
Especially in the sports world. Obviously, she was a great golfer. And, no, it's a lot of fun. Us three have a good time doing what we do. So, and our photographer, Spencer Hasek, is amazing. I think he's one of the best in the area.
I'm glad you mentioned that. That's terrific.
Yeah,
and I got to tell you, I've been doing this for 2,000-3,000 years, and I've never been so re-energized as I am right now talking with you and the other reporters because of your enthusiasm, professionalism, commitment, I guess it is, to the student-athletes. And the other thing I want to mention is that what I love about reading you and all the other guys in the area and gals is that you're so positive. You understand that if you put something in print about a freshman, that's going to be with that freshman for the rest of his life. So I really appreciate that, Joey.
Oh, appreciate that. No, thank you very much. And, yeah, it's a lot of fun. I'm very happy to be here. And, you know,
all right.
I look forward to working every week, yeah.
All right, we'll talk soon. Get the sunblock ready because you'll be outside a lot, and we'll talk to you later.
Yeah, no, we'll do. Hopefully I'll see you out there, and thanks for the interview.
Absolutely. Thank you, Joey. Take care.
All right,
bye-bye. That is Joey Barrett, who is the sports editor at The Item in Lynn, and I see his stuff all the time on itemlive.com. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.